Hello, everyone. I'm Dominique Johnson Lindsay, and welcome to the Active Listener Podcast by Lightspeed. For the past 3 decades, Lightspeed has journeyed with educators and tech experts across school districts. With our Active Listener Podcast, we are bringing the stories and experiences of our customers, education experts, and our own team members on how listening is foundational to education. Tune in as we amplify these vital voices and understand more about the people shaping the future of education. We hope every podcast listen will be a learning opportunity with Active Listener.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Active Listener Podcast. So today I have a really special guest with me today. Before we get started, I would love for you to introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Willie Thomas. I am the Director of Media Integration here at Robinson ISD. We are located in Robinson, Texas, which is right outside of Waco, Texas. So if some of y'all, you know, who know a little, Chip and Joanna, all the Magnolia stuff that's going on, which is a lot better than what we used to be known for out here in Waco. So that's really good. So that's, yeah, and I have a family of four. We're all born and raised here in Waco and in Robinson. And my wife is an instructor here, or she's a librarian at the elementary. And I have 2 kids, a boy and a girl, and one of them about to start driving. So pray for me on that. Oh, yeah.
That's the big deal. I feel like that's one of those pivotal milestones. I have a 2-year-old, so we are not there yet.
Not yet, no.
So to kick it off, I wanted to talk about just your district because I think it's so unique what you do because you're in a kind of like small and rural district. And of course, we talk to people with districts of all different sizes. I think small and rural districts just face a different set of hurdles when it comes to like how they feel about technology. So tell me, what do you think are some significant challenges that you encounter in your district when it comes to like implementing technology, and how do you feel like you've tackled them?
Well, you know, a lot of our bigger districts that surround us, like Midway ISD, Waco ISD, when it comes to things like funding, when it comes to staffing, accessibility, when it comes, you know, to those types of things, they tend to be able to offer a little more things than what we can. And so what I've had the privilege of doing, very fortunate working in Robinson ISD, we try not to see those things as barriers. And so we try to find, like I said, with funding, we try to find that somewhere else, either through grants or through sponsorship, things like that. In the very beginning, when I started this job, I was in the classroom as a behavior specialist type teacher. And I really was into Chromebooks. And so, because I didn't go to school to be a teacher, I had my technology leadership and supervision degree. And so I got alternatively certified. And I didn't know how else to teach, but with technology, I'm like, this is what I love to do. And seeing what the kids love to do with it too as well, always piqued my interest. So I wrote a grant for 7 Chromebooks. Okay. And so we passed those around, you know, I don't know if you remember the cows, the computers on wheels, you know, so we retrofitted one of those carts. And what we normally, and so with that, taking that proven fact of using it in the classroom, really expanded that with my principal. And then we were able to expand that for the whole grade level. And then we ended up going one-to-one Chromebook. And that was probably back in 2012 or 2013. So it's been a long time. So in our district, we are now one-to-one. And we try, like I said, try to find those avenues of when it comes to funding and creative ways to help teachers and help students access the technologies that they need when it comes to, like I said, our students having those same advantages as the big old districts down the street.
That makes total sense. And I love to hear how you're kind of navigating that, because I think sometimes the initial reaction, especially when there's like a deficit in funding or something like that, is like, oh, well, we won't worry about it, or, oh, we just don't do those things. And so I always love to hear how people kind of rise to the occasion and make sure that their district can like actively participate with this technology, because, you know, there is a gap that happens sometime when staff and students don't have access to certain technology. So
yes, and I feel like that's part of my job. The reason why they hired me is to provide those real world applications for our students and to provide opportunities for them to access for future jobs. And that's what this is really all about when it comes to. We've been very successful, very blessed to have a superintendent and assistant superintendents who are really big into our education foundation within our districts. That helps support a ton of the growth when it comes to technology in our classrooms.
Gotcha. So the next thing I kind of wanted to ask about was just balancing the need for technology innovation with like educational priorities, because obviously we know that's the most important thing about being at school.
Oh yeah.
So how do you approach like allocating resources and just making decisions to ensure that like the district is really still moving forward, but meeting those like diverse needs?
So one of the things, first off, when it comes to picking and utilizing technology in our classroom, we want it to be a transformational vehicle. It isn't just something that's there for technology's sake or you know, that's a cool, fun thing for them to be able to do. Like, how's it going to transform their learning so that they better understand the concepts and the techs that are being taught? So our Texas standards that we have here inside of the classroom, just like anywhere else. And so when it comes to deciding and, you know, what are those things that we're needing, we look at the, you know, our community around us. Like I said, we look at the standards and we also try and tap into the passions of our teachers. I have one teacher who is really big, you know, into like you said, podcasting, you know, like we're doing right now. And I talked to that teacher, what are those things that you need to be able to make those types of lessons, activities happen in your classroom. And we went out, we did some research, helped coach her up, we purchased some of those things. And so now they're doing, instead of doing the, just them talking to the teacher, which once again, there's only one teacher in the classroom. So once again, this is where it becomes transformational. They're able to use podcasting as a way to do close reading activities. So that way teachers can then go back and listen to how their language is developing in the classroom and how their progression when it comes to reading is happening in the classroom as well. So like I said, little things like that, but they're utilizing like industry level Rode mics, sound booths and things like that in the classroom. Like I said, and all that's provided through grants that were being used. So.
I love that. That sounds so unique. And I can only imagine being able to see some of this kind of technology that we're used to consuming for, you know, fun, to be able to be a staple in the classroom. I think that's a really good ideal for not only students, but also for teachers. I think sometimes school gets so, and I haven't been in school forever, but school gets a little monotonous sometimes. So adding these like glimmers in of like stuff that we do in our everyday, like definitely makes the, you know, being there much easier.
Yes. Yes. As a student, I really need you to want to be there. I understand that you have to be there, which I guess sometimes you don't really have to if you, you know, would want to be technical with it. But I really want you to be there. And while you're there, I want to make sure that we're tapped into those interests as well. And so then you can put yourself into the things that you're learning. And then you're going to get a lot more out of it. Like I said, even with our staff, I try to tap into the things that they're going to be doing, and which helps with teacher retention too as well. Because as you know, I mean, it's come and go these last couple of years. It's just been crazy. But finding those teachers who really have that passion, be like, what can we do? What can we do to really help you take the next step in your learning experiences for your classrooms?
Gotcha. So I love to just hear what kind of like innovative technology and what kind of technology initiatives are making a difference for you in your district. So of course, tell us what those technologies are, but then also if you can share any like success stories or any ways that you can just describe that your district has been positively impacted by those technologies, I'd love to hear about it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one of the biggest things that teachers are literally stopping me in the hallway, knocking me over with to try and get, are, I'm gonna tell you, it's your Lightspeed classroom audio systems. Okay, I know I'm on a Lightspeed podcast, but still, oh my gosh, I had a teacher yesterday who stopped me in the hallway and was like, come here. And it was one of her teacher peers that was there. Okay, what's that thing called around your neck? And she's like, oh, this is the mic for the red cat that we have. And she's like, oh, yep, that's what I want. I want one of those. How do I get one of those? I'm like, well, you know, like I said, we do a lot of things through grants. And my philosophy, and the district too as well, we don't do a ton of blanket technology. Like, we want to make sure that if you're going to use this, and it's something that you want to use, if you want this, something you're, that you're going to actually use in your classroom. And so this has made it so much easier for our teachers to be heard no matter where they are in the classroom, which has been amazing. I see teachers who now can control their classes when it comes to that, you know, that classroom behavior, things like that, and classroom management right from their small group station, like not having to take away from the four or five kids who are in front of them that they're doing small group work with, where they have stations going on in other classrooms or other parts of the classrooms, but they're able to actually command a class from there, tell them to line up, transitions, things like that, without having to yell, without having to raise their voice. And it was amazing how those students were able to react to that. And it's like, oh my God, oh, okay, yeah, she actually is right there. I can hear her. I can understand everything she's saying. But then the next part of that, which is what I really think is the share mic, where the students really start to excel. So I've been in a couple of classrooms where now I have students up talking. Students who don't normally talk, but they're up sharing their presentations, sharing their stories, reading their AI-assisted, prompted, generated things that they're making in the classroom. Some of them even have stages in their classroom. I'm like, wow, you know, you got stage up there. Okay. But this is another way to get our students involved. And so that's one of the big initiatives, is to make classrooms more accessible for no matter where you're sitting in the classroom, you are able to hear and retain everything that that teacher is able to say. So that's a big one. And the next one, I think, and I'll do one more, which I'm sure you're hearing everywhere. It's this, the whole AI thing. It is the AI thing. You know, one of the biggest things that I want to make sure that our students know and our teachers know is that they're being supported when it comes to AI use. So that way they feel comfortable with it and know how to use it ethically and professionally inside and outside the classroom responsibly. Not just, oh, here's a, like you said, a really cool tool, or here's a way to shorten something or make a rap or whatever. No, I need you to know the implications that could come out of you using this wrong, but also they could come out of you using this right. How much time is going to save you? How much it can help enhance and transform the learning that's going on in your classroom with your students, and also the things that your students can produce. So that's one of our big AI, that's one of our big initiatives too as well, is to really hone in on how we can support our students and staff when it comes to using AI in the classroom effectively.
Gotcha. I love that. And you're not the first tech director to say this, but I love the theme that a lot of people I've spoken with have taken. And it's not about banning the AI or saying, no, it's not good. It's about kind of helping everyone understand these best practices and the use cases, because again, the exposure to this technology is so essential. I think where we're headed is going to continue to be a part of what we do. It's kind of like how we think about cell phones today. You know, at one point in time, which I'm kind of dating myself, I guess, but, you know, I can remember a time when everyone didn't have a cell phone, and now it's so essential. It's every day for everybody. And so it's more important that we all understand how to use them and not just, oh, cell phones are for those people. So,
right. No, I get, I mean, even I always give this analogy, even a bat, that's not what it's intended for, but it can cause harm. You know, it was intended to, you know, hit a ball and be a part of a game. But just like with anything, depending, you knowing how to use it appropriately is, you know, that's what's going to make the difference with our students. So.
So something that comes up with this is, of course, technology adoption. So when you're talking about this, you're talking about bringing technology in a classroom. Something I'm always hearing is what tech directors have to do to get people to adopt the technology. So I feel like there's these raving fan kind of people that are asking for the technology. And then there's the other people that kind of have to get, you know, brought up on the back end. So talk to me about, what do you do to make the environment, I guess, like welcoming, so that people are ready to adopt these technologies and kind of have that mindset to embrace the technologies that you're bringing into the school?
Well, I would say one of the biggest things that I really, really preach and talk to other people about when it comes to any type of initiative, especially when it comes to technology, is support and coaching through that support. If a teacher doesn't feel comfortable, if a teacher doesn't feel that they're going to be successful with this, even because, as you'll see, sometimes that first thing, that one thing goes wrong, and then all of a sudden, I'm done. I'm never using this again. So making sure that we provide that support for those teachers through that coaching model, through, you know, us planning, talking about, okay, what it is that you want to do in your classroom. Let's go ahead and align those to the TEKS and to the standards that you're wanting to use it with. And then going into that co-teaching where I'm actually in the classroom with you, or the instructional specialist are in the classroom with you. And we're working through that. That way, if you do fail, don't worry. There's someone there. That was part of, you know, we did an Adobe training with one of my staff, and they wanted to use the product with their students through a presentation. And I think it's like as a weathering, but not using green screen and everything. It's crazy how it can take away the video or take away the background of video. She just felt super nervous. So we planned that lesson out, coming together, co-teaching that. So, you know, I was there for about, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 periods, but I led the first one. We co-led the second one. She led the third one, and then the rest of them going out. So as you can see, that confidence building up as the day went on. So now she's sending me pictures left and right about, here are the things my kids are creating and making in the classroom. And I think that's what is missing sometimes when we just give technology to teachers or even students and be like, hey, good luck, go learn it, you got this. Just like with anything, even, you know, trying to teach my son how to ride a bike, I don't just give him the bike and just say, all right, start pedaling, let's see what happens. No, you know, now, don't get me wrong, some people can be that way, but I'm gonna tell you, a lot of them, at the first sign of trouble, it's all over. So providing that support for those teachers. And then also had given teachers the opportunity to share the things that they're learning too as well. I think them seeing another teacher utilize a product too in their classroom. One of the things that we're trying to, initiative we're trying to do next year is some teacher influencers in our district. So trying to put together the Rocket Innovation team, or still coming up with a really good name. But basically it's teacher influencers where teachers share and talk, not necessarily lead presentations all the time, but just kind of posting, sharing, maybe putting an email or in our newsletter that we put out there in our Pocket PD that we have for our Instagram account. So what other teachers can see how they're using it in the classroom. And I want good and bad, because I want people to have that conversation, build our community around things that worked and things that didn't work. Because I don't want the teacher to think, oh, well, she always gets it right, or he always is successful with this. That's not the case. That's not the case. You need to see how it all works inside and out in your classroom. So that way y'all can continue that conversation and we all grow together.
Gotcha. I love that. And I think community support is so essential. So just hearing how you want to roll this out, I think that's something that people look forward to. Of course, as consumers, we're always looking for reviews. We're looking to see that experience. So I think it's essential in that professional environment as well. So I'd love to hear how you all are doing that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Cannot wait. We've started like a little bit of it with certain teachers. And this is more of a, you know, I've been seeing what you're doing. Hey, can you fill out this form? What are some of the strengths? What are some things you'd like to learn more about? And then make them feel empowered when they do join. You know, they get that little behind the scenes perk or whatever, little things like that. So that way they kind of, you know, feel different and then feel empowered to go share.
Gotcha. So last question before we get to the fun stuff is just looking ahead to the future. So in the next 5 years or so, would love to know, what kind of technology do you think you're bringing next, and what's on the horizon for you all?
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things that I really want, this is kind of out there. This might be kind of crazy. But first of all, like with the AI stuff, like that's going to be pretty huge for us and how students can then start developing and become prompt engineers and helping with that. Because those are jobs, those are real jobs that exist out there. The other big thing is I'm really big into video production and audio production too as well. And I would love to see that grow even more within our classrooms, but not just when it comes to students using cameras, students using just audio production stuff. Like even the students who may not know how to utilize the cameras, the audio equipment mixers, but the ones who know how to advertise for the different events that are going on. Like we're hoping that we can build up our esports in our districts and then we can start hosting live esports tournaments. Well, when it comes to streaming those, when it comes to broadcasting those, announcing those, writing up press releases on those, like those are things that I really want our students, which isn't a thing here in Central Texas. We're a big agricultural district out here, and to see that, and, to show kids that those jobs exist, even that you may be sitting at your home working remote, but you could produce an entire show somewhere else. Like that's, I think crazy to them to be able to see that. And so we've grown that a little bit, but I want to grow that even more. We partner with local universities, Baylor University, when it comes to their audio and video production for football games and sporting events and stuff like that. And we've learned a lot from them and we hope to continue to grow that. Because like I said, at the end of the day, I want to produce thinkers and learners, thinkers, doers, and problem solvers. I mean, that's literally what, as you know, what this life is all about. We have got to be able to problem solve. But I want you to be able to problem solve in a way that is most passionate and unique to you when it comes to that. So I hope I answered your question.
Absolutely. That sounds so exciting. I always see people doing the esports and all of the stuff that's very like marketing adjacent. And I can always think like, I didn't even realize all of this existed when I was in school, in college. It was very like, digital was just at the forefront. And so all of this, working on social media, that wasn't really presented as an option, even when I was in college. So I think there's so much more opportunities. So I'm glad to hear that they're getting this exposure early and that is going to continue to grow. They're so excited. So now we get to kind of like my favorite part. Okay. And I asked two kind of more fun questions just to kind of get a feeler for people and what they think. These are two questions that's like, I don't know. It's almost like lightning round. So the first question is, if you could immediately remove one barrier to learning, what would it be?
Oh man, immediately remove it. I definitely would have to say standardized testing. I know that's an ugly thing to say out there online, but I said it. Willie Thomas, you can come find me. Because sometimes I do feel that our teachers feel kind of locked down in that area, and they feel like they have to teach to a test sometimes, teaching to numbers. But don't get me wrong, we all have benchmarks. We all have benchmarks that we have to adhere to, and I understand that. But the emphasis on it is so much. Like I said, sometimes our teachers, I always call after testing season is project season. I've seen so many projects come out. Like as soon as star test is over, we're doing a project today. And my kids come home. Yeah, I did a presentation. I'm like, did you not do any during the year? Like I feel like that stuff gets left. The creativity, the project-based learning, the problem-based learning, they wait till after testing is over to do those things. And I get it, with our scope of sequences and our YAGs, we only have so much time to get all that information in. But man, if I could kind of take that way or at least limit it a little bit so that way we can make sure that all these projects and things are sprinkled in throughout the year and woven it through the curriculum, man, education would be, dropout rate would be zero. I'm just going to tell you right now, it would be awesome if we can engage our kids better like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that was a perfect way to say it and a perfect way to just know what's on the other side. I don't think I even think about it like that because, of course, we're just so used to school being the way it is. But the projects definitely pick up after standardized testing.
Yes, yes, constantly.
So final question. Of course, we're here at Active Listener Podcast. We talk a lot about listening. So what's your favorite sound in the world?
My favorite sound in the world, so I thought about this here. I'm going to have to say the laughter of my family. We are, gosh, such a fun group to be around. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of times they're laughing at me. You know, I make fun of their old father, as they like to say. But just when we really start cutting up on each other, love hearing my children laugh and my wife laugh and my, you know, and knowing that, you know, they're happy, that laugh comes from a place of happiness. And so I would definitely have to say laughter, my family. Now I'm going to give you my second one just real quick. My second one would be the sound of the wind, not blowing through my hair because I don't have any hair, but the sound of the wind blowing past my ears as I'm outside riding my bike, as I'm cycling. So I love cycling outside, but just being out there, me, nature, just, you know, just rolling. So, but yes, so those are my two sounds. Number one, the laughter of my family.
Gotcha. I love that. I love that. Two wonderful sounds. And yeah. Laughter has been mentioned a few times on the podcast, so I would definitely have to agree with laughter. And then any kind of like peaceful, almost like white noise has been a good number two for us. So I think both of those have been readily recommended. So yeah. Well, I do want to thank you so much for joining us today. This was so good and informational, and I'm just so glad to hear about the future of technology in a place like Texas. Texas is so big. So to hear not only what the big districts are doing, but what the small districts are doing, I think is so important and essential. So thank you so much for sharing today.
Oh yeah. Like I said, we, you know, just hitting on a little bit of it. Some of the things that, you know, that I get to touch, you know, our whole CTE department, lots of things growing. But yes, I'm extremely excited to be a part of this. Thank you so much, Dominique, for having me be a part of the Active Listener Podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all for today's Active Listener. Thanks for tuning in. Share your comments on this episode on our Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn social media pages. You can visit our website at lightspeed-tech.com to learn more about our mission to ensure every student hears every word. And subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Until next time, let your listening be as active as your learning.